Hello, hello, hello. You got Eric Stafford here, and welcome to QU on the QU Media Podcast Network. Quincy University students are telling you a story each week. You have with me Madison Norris, Chloe Knott, and Michael Willer. Welcome to our Reporter Roundtable Podcast for Spring 2022. We'll talk about Greek life, a Gapic gathering, a QU TV exclusive, and another Hawk Hat. A new segment on our show that will make your life easier, better, bigger, and all of them amazing things. But first, let's talk about this weather out here, guys. It's crazy treacherous out here today.
It's real bad. Like this morning, I woke up, got to the car, headed to class, and my whole windshield was just blasted with ice.
Yeah.
Couldn't even see, like, to my left, my right, couldn't see anything. It was just terrible.
I mean, I about wiped out a couple times walking out to mine, so I lost my feet a couple times.
Right, I didn't expect it. I knew that we were going to get a little snow today, but yeah, I went out to my car this morning and just very slowly walked out there as I felt myself about to slip over.
Right. I hope it don't get as thick, like, on the road, so, like, we'll be able to drive, because the week we got, what was it, like 12 inches or something like that?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
I feel like
each week we've gotten a big, like, dump of snow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it always seems to be at the end of the week.
Right.
Like, yeah. Our Monday, Tuesdays are always chill.
Thursday. Yeah.
And then Wednesday they're like, oh, well, tomorrow you're going to get blasted.
Yeah, I know. I think, like Monday I was outside in t-shirt and shorts having lunch. Like, then 2 days later, got like 4 layers on.
Right. Didn't we have like a 50 this week?
Yeah.
Like a 56.
It was so beautiful Monday. Like, the huge snow that we got last week was finally starting to melt away. And I mean, there were huge puddles everywhere from all the snow melting. And now it's all freezing. It's crazy. I mean, this is the Midwest. We get that. I've lived in the Midwest my whole life. But
yeah.
Geez, I'm ready for the spring.
I think it's coming soon, though.
The West Coast is nothing like this. Right. West Coast is completely different.
And I know that you were talking about, too, Chloe, you were talking about next week. It's supposed to be nice all week.
Yeah, from what I saw, I mean, the weather really just changes on its own accord. But from what I saw, it is getting nicer and nicer every single day.
Yes, I've seen over 50 degrees every day.
Yeah, I think so. We're getting close to 70 by the end of the week. So I was looking forward to that heading into March.
I was going to say, you're an outside sport, too, and it's your season right now, so you are definitely looking forward to that warmer weather.
Yeah, we have gotten through a lot of hand warmers and wearing 5 layers outside as we trek around. Can't wait.
Sounds brutal.
But yes, Madison, you actually had a really incredible opportunity for QU TV. Can you tell us about the exclusive story that you got to get?
Yeah, so actually quite a shift in subjects, but so I'm sure many of you have heard, or if you haven't, just look it up because it is everywhere. It has gone nationwide. The story is crazy. But in Quincy, there was actually an extreme case in the courts that was overruled. So pretty much there was a rape that happened on a minor. An 18-year-old boy raped a woman, well, a young teen, honestly. So he raped this girl, and the judge originally found him guilty, but overturned it and just recently ruled him not guilty and told him he didn't need to do any time. So there have been huge outroars at this. I mean, the poor girl has to live this over and over and over again, but she is turning it into such a beautiful story. She's turning it into her story. So the exclusive that I got for QU TV News was actually an exclusive interview with her stepmother, who had not talked to any media, but it was for a protest that actually took place. What is it? 2 Saturdays ago now? Last Saturday? Mm-hmm. I can't even remember, but it was a super big turnout. I mean, tons of protesters, tons of people there to support. Her name was Cammy Vaughn, the rape victim. Her name was Cammy Vaughn, and everyone was there just in support of her. And they were there also to sign papers to remove Judge Adrian from office. So there are now over like 100,000 signatures, and it still continues to, you know, send waves. So it was a really incredible story. I can't even begin to explain how lucky we were to get that exclusive. So I highly suggest going to our YouTube page, QUTV, and watching that exclusive interview, because, man, it'll kind of bring you to tears. The mother, she will get you. So
big shout out to those supporters that showed up and showed Cammy some love. Like, it's a tragedy that something like that could just go down, especially in Quincy, because, like, Quincy is peaceful. Like, you would never think that anything like that could happen, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, stuff happens.
Real talk. And it was honestly really beautiful. Like, so I went to the protest because I followed up the story and everything, and it was crazy. Like, all of these people that have been locals for years, like, grew up here and are now, like, 70, 80 years old, were talking to me about how, you know, there's been some bizarre cases in Quincy, but there's always two vastly different sides, right, but have two large audiences. But for this specific story, like, it's very slim to an extremely large support system for Cammy. Right. So, like, it's crazy how the community is backing her, and it seems like all of Quincy is behind her rather than divided.
I mean,
and
because
we all
see the same thing. It's like someone needs to be held accountable regardless of how steep the consequences are. You understand what I'm saying? So the fact that the judge would just say he's guilty and then, oh, no, matter of fact, I'm going to cut him some slack. Like, no, everybody needs to be held accountable, especially in a situation like that, regardless of the age, where you're from. None of that even matters, to be real. So it's just, we're all outraged. And like I said, just shout out to the people for showing love to Cammy, because she needs it, real talk.
Yeah, for sure. And then just, great that you could do a story on that, Maddie. I know it's not someone directly at QU, but someone in our community, and our reach should always be our entire community and beyond our community as well. I think it's important for people to be aware of what's going on just outside our little groups, and to get involved in the things that affects our society.
For sure, and I definitely think it's just important for her to know that, like, she's not alone in this fight. She just happened to be the one that finally spoke up. So I think that it's crazy how many people are now coming forward about all of this. It's kind of like the Larry Nassar case with USA Gymnastics years ago, and how, you know, the Me Too movement started and all of that. It's just, we're still in this fight. So,
yeah,
here we are.
And Madison, one more question. You also did a normal story this week, which was Greek Fest. Heard there are some new things happening in Greek life. Tell us what's up with that.
All right, so I got to talk with Christine Tracy, Trenton Henderson, Misha. I mean, I got to talk to multiple people. I got to talk to the sororities and fraternities on campus. And so everyone is super excited about the changes coming in Greek life. So we are actually working now for next semester on relocating our Greek houses. They will actually be visible on the road. They'll be right next to the SLC, right out front of it. Or if you don't know where the SLC is, maybe the CAF. It'll be on College Street. So they are relocating to those houses out front, so it can be very visible, and we can actually try and have a row. But we are also going to be creating a new chapter, which is really awesome, and it was introduced at Greek Fest, Iota Phi Theta. So they've been in the works for a while now, and if you were at Greek Fest, you got to meet a lot of Iota Phi Theta members from other schools that are now trying to recruit at Quincy to create a chapter here. So it was really awesome, and I'm excited to see where that goes, because I hope sororities and fraternities on campus can start to grow and get back into an important figure on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to Greek Fest as well for a while, and got to see some of those members from the other schools, and they look like a very fun, enthusiastic bunch, very welcoming, and yeah, I think it's just going to be great for the groups that are already on campus to have those houses on campus and to just be able to like promote themselves, be more visible, and just yeah, hopefully get some more followers, some more members, and just yeah.
And it just adds another element to campus life. I mean, because here in Quincy University, it really isn't a lot to do except play a sport. But, like, if you're not an athlete and you still want to find, like, a home or, like, a family, then maybe Greek life is for you, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I really hope I'm pronouncing this correct, but Cortarius Finley, he is down in administrations. He is the one actually bringing Phi Theta to
camp.
Mm. Yeah. So he was a QU student, and he tried to bring the chapter here while he was a student. But unfortunately, the ball never got rolling.
Right.
It's a cool story. His uncle got him into it, all kinds of stuff, which... Once again, go to QU Media or QU TV to check out the full story. But pretty much now that he is a grad student here, he has more time to dedicate to it. And he has got the ball rolling, and there are several members. And this specific Iota Phi Theta, so this specific chapter, is an all African-American. So it's super exciting, and he was raving about it and how excited he was to bring it to campus because he thinks it'll just create more diversity on campus. So I don't know. He was ecstatic about it. In his interview, you can tell he's super excited to bring this chapter.
Shout out to Court. I definitely feel like he's taking a step in the right direction for African-American students here in Quincy, and I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Lots of cool changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yes. And Chloe, we heard that you went to a gap gathering. Can you tell us a lot about that and what that is all about?
Yeah, yeah. Last week was the first Agape gathering, an event put on by Campus Ministry and the Diversity and Equity Office, a collaboration between them both. Really just about getting to hear different perspectives on certain topics that might be... come from different angles, from different perspectives, between more of a Catholic perspective and a not Catholic perspective. And it is off campus, and it's just nice, like, chill event. I had a great time going to it. And each time there will be two different speakers just to guide the night, and then discussion and questions. The first... event was focusing on economics, but I know coming up on the 23rd of March, they are having another one on feminism and women in society. And I think that'll be really interesting just to see what people have to say about that. And from both the speakers and the students and whoever comes to the event, what questions they have, what opinions they have, and just coming together as a community to like bridge those divides that are often created by different opinions.
And that's a good topic to talk about, especially in light of Women's Recognition Month coming up in March.
Yeah, Women's History Month.
Women's History Month. Yeah,
March. So yeah, I think a very timely thing, and always like just a topic that needs to be discussed, especially when it comes to often religion may appear to have different ideas of feminism compared to the rest of society.
Right.
But I think often it's not so far from each other, and it's just bridging those gaps and trying to find out what
is a great way
actually going on. So that's another event coming up. It's really nice to see a collaboration between different departments at QU that we don't often see. And yeah, it's at the Fuzzy Bubbler, which is downtown, a cool bar that I had not been to before, but it's very chill. Everyone's very welcoming and just having a good time.
That's what's up.
It's definitely becoming a theme for this podcast today is like big controversial topics, and we're just, you know, slightly tapping in on them.
Ever so slightly.
But hey, they are topics that need to be talked about. And I think that's awesome. I love, you know, I wouldn't call myself a feminist, but I do love.
I mean, women rock.
Exactly. Exactly. There we go, Micah.
Where would we be without them? Like, come on.
Exactly. None of us would exist.
That's it. There you go. That was beautifully said, Micah. That's all we needed to hear.
But for those that don't know, what does agape mean?
Agape is just like a full, all-encompassing love. A love, not like a romantic love, but just that bridges, no matter how like you feel about a person, you can love them as a human being. And I think that general idea of being able to love someone despite their differences, despite their whatever they do or whoever they are. And I think that's kind of a bit of the theme of what the Agape Gathering is all about, is just coming together and recognizing that we're all just humans and we're getting along.
And it's okay to be different. That's the thing. And I think that's what's so beautiful about the Agape Gathering right now is the fact of, you know, there's so much chaos in the world, even with like the Ukraine and Russia situation right now, not to get on a different topic, but like here we are with the Me Too sort of movement with the sexual assault issues. And now here we are with a Russia versus Ukraine situation. So I think an agape sorta gathering is super important for us to stay like centered and balanced in what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, just so much like violence and despair that we have as a society, not just in the lives that we're living, but throughout the world, as we can see.
We need a whole lot of love. We need a whole lot of love.
A whole lot of love, because it's madness right now. It is madness, complete madness.
Absolutely. But yeah, looking forward to it. Next one's
going to
be great.
I feel that. Recently, QUTV reporter Jay Himmel went to Wake Up Wednesday last week in the SSC. The staff serves hot drinks and gives everyone a warm welcome on Wednesdays. Staff member Casey Phillips tells us what Wake Up Wednesday is all about. Let's hear what she has to say.
Honestly, it's just a great way for like us SSC staff to interact with students over a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate, and we just get to do it every Wednesday.
Anyone can join in on the fun, and it is a great way to network and jumpstart on your day. Michelle Kirkman says it's a great way to meet new people also. Let's hear what Michelle has to say.
Every week we look forward to it. It's a great time for us to just come over with colleagues and come in, just see what's going on at the SSC and just catch up. And who doesn't like a warm cup of coffee? Every week.
Nice to hear what they have to say. And when we come back, two stories from the cafe and what to look forward to in the spring. Welcome back, everyone. As we end today's podcast, we are launching a new segment called Hawk Hacks. Each week, we'll give you a tip about how to do something on campus, how to find something on campus, or something that will make your day a little easier.
So this week, last week, we did the laundry view, which we did laundry view, and check out last week's podcast to get the ins and outs on what that entails. But this week, Micah, you're actually doing our hawk hack, so what you got for us?
So my hawk hack is figuring out the secret menu in the cab during late night dining, because, you know, sometimes dinner doesn't really satisfy like the hunger that we have, because they may have some stuff that's not really appetizing, you know. But come late night, they have our favorite finger foods, sandwiches, fries, mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, all that. And it's really, I mean, sometimes it can get a bit monotonous just to eat the same thing every day, every day, every day, day in and day out. But it's just a place where you could really show your creativity, because they don't mind the cab work, because I work in the cab. The cab workers don't mind taking requests, like altering your food if you ask them to alter your food. And I just made a quick, brief list of some things that you could, you know, just try out. One is steak fries. People didn't know about toasting your buns, fried onions, all type of stuff. So just get creative, really.
I heard, too, that we were, prior to this podcast, obviously, we were talking about our ideas and everything like that. I heard someone talking about the way that they make waffles.
Yeah.
So what is that about? Like, what is the ins and outs of the waffle machine?
The waffle machine is like one of those prized commodities in the cab, especially during breakfast time. Because, I mean, who don't want a waffle in the morning? So some people, they take the stuff from the ice cream machine, because the ice cream machine has syrups, sprinkles, all that. But then they'll take those elements and then, like, implement them in their waffles. And, like, it's just creative, like that creative aspect.
I have seen people like mixing in sprinkles with their batter, and then it's like a little like confetti pancake waffle. It's crazy. Yeah,
sounds like a good idea. I've never had one, but
I know I've never tried it out. It's given me some ideas.
Being creative with food is always a beautiful thing, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard one of my friends also used to sometimes, depending on what was at the caf, maybe grabbing something like some chicken or something from the hot like kind of section, and getting a wrap from the sandwich section and chucking it all together, making kind of more of a, like a fajita thing or something like that.
Or
and
like a burrito or something like crazy. Crazy things you can do in the caf.
Quesadillas kind of stuff. So yeah, there's endless options, really. Just gotta get a little creative.
We'd really love to hear, you know, other people's ideas too, because I'm actually really curious. So if you guys have ideas, reach out to us on social media at QUTV. Find us on QUmedia.net. You can always leave comments on stories. Just let us know some of your, you know, hawk hacks in the QU dining hall.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on QU Podcast. Also, thanks to Madison Norris, Chloe Knott, and Michael Willer. I'm Eric Stafford, and this is QU Media Podcast. Find us on social media online at QUTV or QUmedia.net.